Mr. President, colleagues, ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Slovenia fully aligns with the EU statement. It is an honor for me to speak to you today. Listening to the speakers before me, I can conclude that we all generally agree that the concept of the Millennium Development Goals and their specific targets has been a success. As it was so well explained by Dr. Margaret Chan, the Swiss minister and other speakers, we can already observe a paradigm shift. Health is now understood as an integral part of development, which is so well reflected in the 2030 agenda and its sustainable development goals. Setting it right in our documents does not necessarily mean that implementing sustainable development goals will be an easy task. Based on past experience in ensuring integrated cross-sectoral action, we will be faced with many challenges. Fragmented approach to cross-cutting issues, such as changing needs of aging population, responding to refugee crisis, or antimicrobial resistance still prevails. In the world of many conflicting interests, it is still difficult to assure that health is a priority for other sectors and that investments in health are considered investment in sustainable development and inclusive growth. Listening to Dr. Chan yesterday, I can only agree. We have done a lot of working together. I can tell from my own experience how helpful it is to have framework conventions supporting us in our present endeavors to free our countries from tobacco smoke. There is still a long way to go. However, with the strong leadership of WHO, many of us were encouraged to set ambitious goals to make our countries tobacco-free in the next decade. An important step, I believe, in implementing Sustainable Development Goals agenda. On the other hand, it is difficult to assure understanding and support of other sectors to go ahead with, for example, alcohol policy. To contribute to international endeavors, Slovenia is hosting in November this year 7th European Alcohol Policy Conference, where governments, NGOs, and professionals will be able to discuss the impact of alcohol and development inequalities and poverty. It may have been noticed that Slovenia has sponsored during the session of WH Assembly, a site event promoting initiative of several professionals and institutional associations on global and local public health and primary health action. This is an example where within WHO framework, international cooperation between governments and with relevant non-state actors could contribute to strengthening of our health systems. In June, we are celebrating 20th anniversary of Ljubljana Charter and the first WHO Ministerial Conference on Health Systems. The main message that healthcare should lead to better health and quality of life for all people is still relevant. From Ljubljana Charter to Tallinn Charter and European Health 2020 strategy has been a long way, but I'm convinced that without walking down this path together, it would be much more difficult today to respond to challenges of aging and non-communicable diseases. However, integration of services, people-centered care with empowered patient and community approach will remain concept on paper if not implemented. Slovenia thus welcomes the report by the Secretariat on the health workforce strengthening. We believe that strengthening health system can only be achieved through strengthening human resources for health, and that improving the health of the people is a central strategy for the successful achievement of universal health coverage and sustainable development goals. Healthy and active aging is no doubt a key public health priority of today's societies, where intersectoral cooperation is needed. Slovenia thus warmly welcomes the adoption of the Global Strategy and Plan of Action on Aging and Health, not focusing on health system and health issues only, but raising the importance of multisectoral action. I should mention here that in this area, in Slovenia, not only health sector, but also sector responsible for social services and labor is counting on WHO leadership. It is not always about leadership. A group of Slovenian researchers, among them some with a long history of cooperation with WHO, were first in the world to show evidence the fatal brain damages are caused by Zika virus. In particular, for small countries, the access to a wider international community through WHO is encouraging. I would like to conclude by acknowledging that for implementing Sustainable Development Goals agenda, international cooperation is vital. Not all the countries can contribute with substantial funding, but many of us are contributing with innovation and good practices, often developed and implemented in cooperation with WHO. Working together and strengthening our common capacities under the leadership of WHO, for me, is a guarantee that in competing interest in our society, health will win. Thank you for your attention.